This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. Thanks for joining. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, or you can check us out online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Today, well, let me talk about this. If you've never heard about Greenwood Family Chiropractic, I'd love for you to know what we do, because we're not the typical pain-based office. We look at whole body wellness. Now, what does that mean? There are often times when people come in, there's a symptom or there's a problem. And what we do is we look at focusing on that one symptom and that one problem as if that's the one and only thing that's going on. But that's not necessarily the cause, right? It's not necessarily the cause. Let me give you an example. So I have a family member who more recently was suffering from stomach pains, really excruciating stomach pains. So went to the doctor, and the doctor ran several blood tests, went through some medical testing. They really couldn't figure out why she was having these stomach problems, massive stomach pain. And they finally kept going in and doing more investigative work, because they said, hey, this is probably just, you know, gastritis. We looked at a different, everything looks great, it's just gastritis. So kept losing weight. So they referred her out, she did more testing, still really couldn't find anything. Well, turns out that the stomach pain was actually caused because she had a tumor on her spine that was eating away at the bones and compressing the nerves in the mid-thoracic, so in the mid-back, and those are the nerves that actually go up to the stomach, right? So do I think that everyone has stomach pain, has a tumor in their spine? No, please, I don't want emails or calls, right? But oftentimes, like when the symptom is right there, like the symptom is the stomach, and I have all this stomach pain, and we're like, this is where we have to look for the solution. This is my example to you that we say so many times. We say, here's my health problem. Focus on this one direct health problem. Solve this one direct symptom. When in reality, that problem is not necessarily always the root cause of what's going on. And so we really look at the body as a whole. We look at five essentials. So we look at not only max mind, nervous system, nutrition, detoxification, you know, the exercise component. We want to look at the body as a whole. That is what we are. We are a sum of all of our parts. We are not bits and pieces. Yet we try to manage healthcare by utilizing just those bits and pieces. So as a whole, one of the reasons why we see really great results in our office, we see people meet their health goals and we get to be alongside of that, is the sheer fact that we address health as a whole. And so that's what we do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Now, some people want to know what an initial exam and consultation looks like. So initial exam and consultation is $25. We'll sit down and go through a previous history, what's going on, what your goals are, and then what it inevitably is that we can do to help. Now, if there's any other testing, we'll go through costs at that time. But as well, people always wonder about insurance. We work with several different insurances. So if you bring it in on your first visit, we'll get it checked and verified. If there is any coverage, we either make sure you get reimbursed or you can use any of that towards future care. But we always let you know time and cost-wise what's going on so that you know exactly what you need to do to move forward to get well. Today I am talking about energy drinks. I have had so many patients in the last month come to me with energy drinks and say, what do you think about this? So I'm going to break down some individual ingredients that are in energy drinks, whether they're good or bad, and So I'm going to let you know they're not good. So there's not one energy drink that I've seen that says this is really great. So if you want to do a pre-workout, there are some other ways that you can kind of get that energy boost without having all of these deadly substances. But then too, really what that means for your health overall. So we're going to break down. I chose one specific that has the ingredients that's in line with several of the other energy drinks. So if you are an energy drinker, you are going to want to listen to what I have to say, breaking down those energy drinks. But before we get into that, I want to talk a little bit about some news.
Dr. Leanne's Health News.
Some studies suggest that too much sugar can literally mess with the brain.
Health News Now, one of the world's most commonly prescribed medications.
Today, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Protesters say they just should not be forced to get this shot, not by the government.
So for today's Health in the News, we're talking about Aetna insurance. So this is an article that comes from CNN. Aetna settles suit alleging claim-denying medical director never read patient's records. Again, Aetna settles suit alleging claims-denying medical director never read patient's records. I thought this was interesting only because there are patients in the office that still think that their health insurance is fighting for them, that they're all in, that they want to make the best possible, that they're like, we're doing this. And in all honesty, there's a good amount of people who realize that health insurance is there for catastrophic care. They realize that it's not something that's necessarily on their side, fighting and rooting for them. And I just feel like this is a sad article about the state of where we're at in the United States for our quote unquote health insurance, right? Our sick care is really what it is. It cares for the sick. It doesn't get us well. It doesn't get us healthy. And so this is incredibly interesting. So CNN talks about how Aetna has settled a lawsuit in which a company medical director said under oath that he never looked at patients' records when deciding whether to approve or deny coverage. Testimony that prompted an investigation by the California Insurance Commissioner. Health insurance giant has vowed to fight the case, saying that the medical director's comments were taken out of context and strongly defended its policy amid a firestorm after CNN broke the story in February of 2018. When those policies are called into question, Aetna said at the time, we will defend them. So Aetna, which was acquired in November by CVS Health in a nearly $70 billion merger, offered no explanation as why it chose not to defend its policies in court. The settlement was reached in late March ahead of trial, according to both parties involved. They said, we don't comment on legal settlements, which are commonplace and by no means an admission of wrongdoing. The term agreements were not released. So it goes on to talk about how, most people find it unsettling and troubling that if the health insurer is making decisions to deny coverage without a physician actually ever reviewing the medical records, then that becomes problematic. So many times people are like, oh, what is my insurance cover? What is my insurance going to cover? And I'm like, well, I don't know what your insurance is going to cover. I don't know if they will cover it or if they'll deny it. Oh, and by the way, they don't think that wellness is medical necessity. So, if you're in pain, maybe they'll cover it. Maybe they'll deny it. Maybe they'll never even look at your case to figure out whether or not it's something that you need. Oh, you think you need 12 visits? Well, the plan that you paid for at the beginning of the year only has 5 visits, or you have no chiropractic coverage, right? All of these things. So it's like, does that mean because your insurance plan that you bought at the beginning of the year means that you don't need chiropractic? No, it means that that's just the plan that you bought, right? I digress. So they go on talking about how news of the settlement raised eyebrows in the legal community. They said, in my experience with Aetna, they don't settle cases easily despite their public pronouncement in the media, said Doug Terry, an Oklahoma attorney who won a $25 million verdict against Aetna last fall over a bad faith case in which a cancer patient was denied coverage. Given the importance of how benefit determinations are made by Aetna and other countries, I would hope we would get more transparency of these procedures. I thought it might come out in this case, but sadly it doesn't appear so. So they go on to talk about how, even so, there was another case. Washington sued Aetna. Washington sued Aetna for a breach of contract and bad faith in 2015, saying this gentleman that he was denied coverage for an infusion for an intravenous immunoglobulin when he was 19. His suit alleged that Aetna's quote-unquote reckless withholding of benefits almost killed him. But they go on for this transcript, and I thought it was really, really interesting. So there was a doctor, and then there was an attorney, right? So this was from the deposition. So we'll just call him doctor and attorney. So they went through, and the doctor asked, or the attorney asked, how would you decide on your own when to actually review the medical records versus relying on the nurse at Aetna had prepared for you? And he said, the doctor said, what percentage? The attorney said, I mean, like, did you ever look at medical records or basically whenever? The doctor said, no, I did not. Attorney, okay, so as part of your custom and practice in making decisions, would you rely on what the nurses had prepared for you? Doctor, correct. Attorney, instead of actually looking at yourself, the medical records. Doctor, correct. And that was that throughout your years of Aetna, said the attorney. Doctor, yes. Right? Was that, attorney, was that how you were trained to do it when you joined Aetna? Doctor, to my recollection, yes. So basically he's like, hey, I relied on nurses to tell me what they found, and I never really even looked at, as a doctor, never really looked over their medical records. Right? So when you're like, oh my goodness, it's just one that it goes on to remind me that we're in a broken system. That so many times we try to rely on our insurance to keep us healthy. But people, you have to understand this. There is no one more responsible for your health but you. It's not your insurance company. It's not your medical doctor. You are the only one who's truly responsible for your health. But the problem is we've been into this model of, hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So what we do is we continue to wait and wait and wait until we're like, hey, now I'm really sick. Now insurance will cover it. Well, insurance, people always understand health insurance similar to how they would understand renters or homeowners insurance. Those insurance are designed to rebuild after a catastrophe. Fire, floods, tornadoes, your house is demolished. It's there to help you rebuild. Health insurance is somewhat of the same way. You know, it doesn't, your homeowner's insurance, your renter's insurance never adds to the value of your home, right? Can you agree with that? They don't say, hey, we want to pay for some hardwood flooring. They never say, hey, we want to add some beautiful granite countertops. We want to invest in the value of your home. And again, you know, thank goodness that we have health insurance. If you're in a car accident, your spleen explodes, your appendix explodes. Thank goodness we have health insurance. Thank goodness we have modern medicine. But you say, you know what? I really want to start eating healthier. Health insurance, will you pay for that? No. You know, I really want to get to the gym. I really want. Do they pay for your gym membership? No. Right? So it's the same thing when you're looking at insurance. So really, I tell you this because it's, for me, you have to be proactive. So if you're that person who's sitting there and says, I'm just going to wait, like today is the day that you need to be proactive. You know, just those days that you have to make those decisions that I'm going to go out on my own and take care of my health. And I know you can do it. And sometimes it's just really terrifying because you don't have a support system. And that's what we do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. We are your support system. So if you need someone alongside of you, let us be that person. 317-893-2853. It's 317-893-2853. Or you can go online and schedule an appointment at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Now, when we come back, if you need a little jolt of energy before you work out, what you're drinking might actually be causing you more harm than good.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Hear full shows on the podcast link at freedom95.us. Here's Dr. Leanne.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. That's 317-893-2853. Or you can always go online and request an appointment. GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. That's GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Today, we're talking about pre-workouts. Now, this is where I laugh a little bit only because, you know, I get the need for caffeine. I get the need for additional support. And let me tell you why. So I am currently a mom of two. One just turned two. The other one will be 6 months old. My husband is deployed. And he has been for the last 8 months. Please do the math on that. That means I was either A, super duper pregnant with an 18-month-old, or I have a newborn with a two-year-old by myself running a business, right? Working full-time. So when you tell me I'm tired, I get it. I 100% get it. But I was like, you just don't get it. Nope, I get it. I can say that for a long time, I have cut caffeine out of my diet. I have to do minimal now because I'm still nursing. I had to do minimal because I was pregnant. But I get that little extra boost. Now, little ones sleeping through the night a little bit better. Longer stints, I should say. I haven't seen a full night's sleep in forever. But that being said, I need a little bit of extra support, especially too, because it's important to me to stay active and to take care of my health and my body and work out. And I can tell you that if I'm up at 9, 11, 3, and then getting up at 6 to work out and then going to work for a full day afterwards, like, I get it. It's rough. Now, that being said, I still do use a little bit of caffeine before my workout. Gives me a nice little kick in the butt. I feel like I utilize my time really well. The amount of workouts that I can do are less because of the fact that I have two children. So, but that being said, I had a lot of patients more recently who are like, oh yeah, you know, I drink pre-workouts. You know, sometimes I don't really like coffee the beginning of the day. And so I'm looking at the ingredients. I said, hey, let's break down the ingredients. Because really they're drinking it for the caffeination. And again, I get it. But here's the other problem that comes along with that. You're drinking it for the caffeination, but what you're getting in return is the buildup of diseased cells, toxicity load, and really most people are doing it before a workout, hence the term pre-workout. But they're doing it before the workout, and what I'm finding is that there's tons of research that actually shows that although they're getting the caffeine, all of the other additives are actually doing an incredible amount of harm. So I thought, what not a better way to break down all of those dangerous, toxic, carcinogenic ingredients than on my radio show. So here we are, because then all the people who ask me in the office as patients in the future, what do you think about this energy drink? I'm gonna direct them right to here. So here's what's really interesting. I chose one. The one I chose is because I have a couple friends, acquaintances, and actually I had three people who did this one. So I more specifically looked at Bang. But this is these ingredients are in, I looked, multiple different others. So whether they be Monster, Nas, you name it. So what was interesting is I thought I'm going to go directly to the Bang website so that I can get the ingredients off of their website. So it's not like a third party. This is legitimate. I'm getting off of their website. Do you know I could not find the ingredients for their product on their website? So I'm on the Vitamin Shoppe's website, which I thought was really interesting because they let me see what the ingredients are. It was just, I don't know. It just was one of those ones that I just didn't sit right with me. Anyways, so we're going to break down. So obviously the first ingredient is carbonated water. So you're like pretty non-toxic. Here is one thing that you need to know about carbonation in general. Carbonation in general will actually leach calcium from your bones. It leaches calcium from your bones. So this is one where, although it's just carbonated, we don't think it's very offensive. It's one that, you know, it's not going to be one or two sodas, but the more you drink them over the course of time, you start to see this depletion of calcium. So especially for women, just because we have a lesser amount of testosterone, and testosterone is one of the things that helps build strong bones. You know, it's a big deal. Now, one of the other ones that I went through, this is the fourth ingredient. Fourth ingredient is sodium benzoate. So let's talk about, what is sodium benzoate? Sodium benzoate is a synthetic chemical produced when benzoic acid, which is found naturally in from fruits and spices, is combined with sodium hydroxide. Sounds super boring, right? But basically, one of the things they say, oh, it's a natural ingredient, so it's safe. But here's the problem. The FDA actually said it's generally regarded as safe, right? They said very small amounts that you can have. You'll often find it in carbonated sodas, fruit juices, salad dressings. But here is the problem. Sodium benzoate, when it's present in extremely low levels in things like berries, cinnamon, apples, plums, then there's nothing scary about it. But lab-synthesized sodium benzoate is a different story because it's close to, but not the same as, benzoic acid. So, for example, a small percent of people are hypersensitive to sodium benzoate, can cause asthma attacks, hives, allergies. A more common problem, and this is a more common problem, when it's combined with citric acid or ascorbic acid, also known as vitamin C, when these ingredients get together, they form benzene, which is a cancer-causing chemical associated with leukemia and other blood cancers. So my first thought is, well, I feel like you should never mix sodium benzoate with ascorbic acid, right? If they know, they've done research, when these two ingredients come together, that it causes a cancer-causing chemical that's associated with leukemia and other blood cancers, why would you ever do that? So I said, well, I hope that's not in this drink. 50% vitamin C, ascorbic acid, it's in there, right? So it is. So we're like, oh my goodness, you get your jolts. But do you know that these ingredients have known to be causing blood cancers? There's been a ton of consideration between sodium benzoate and ADHD. So they note that the preservative, as well as other food dyes, may enhance or trigger hyperactivity in children. Now, I understand you're not giving your pre-workouts to your kids, but again, sodium benzoate's in not just pre-workouts, but again, they're in different fruit juices, they're in dressings, they're in other carbonated sodas, so it's something to be aware of. Again, they talk about, in a laboratory study, scientists evaluated the genome toxicity impact of sodium benzoate in cultured human cells. They found that the chemical significantly increased the damage to DNA, which not only triggers cell mutation and cancer, when it was added to the cells in various concentrations. Right? So, guess what you can do? Avoid it. You know, so people were like, oh, I don't really think it's that big of a deal. But when you're looking at, again, not just pre-workouts, but soft drinks and processed fruit drinks are one of the most common sources, not only in your diet, but it could be in the children's diet too. So Coke, Sprite, Dr. Pepper, Sunkissed Orange, like sodas, right? So this is one, my goal with this show is to empower you to learn more about what you're putting on your body, what you're putting in your body. So this is great for you to be able to say, hey, I'm going to educate myself more. And if we know that this, especially with citric acid, causes cancer, we know just alone that mixed with human cells at various concentrations cause damage to DNA. It's something that you can look at actually physically avoiding. Now, that is not the only danger through these cans. There are more, and I tell you what they are next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Hear full shows on the podcast link at freedom95.us. Here's Dr. Leanne.
My power's turned on. Starting right now. I'll be strong. I'll put my fights on. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Could there be more dangers than you knew lurking in your pre-workout? The answer is absolutely. And we'll continue telling you what they are. Thanks so much for tuning in. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. That's 317-893-2853. Or you can check out our Facebook page, Greenwood Family Chiropractic. We'll keep you up to date with not only events, what's going on in the office, and great inspiration. Today we're talking about some of the problems lurking in your pre-workout. Now, if you're a person who says, I don't really take pre-workouts, Dr. Leanne, I don't think this applies to me, I'm going to change the station. I will tell you don't. Because what I'm going to talk about right now are synthetic sweeteners, artificial sweeteners. Why is this important? Because I see people walking around all the time with diet or sugar-free sodas, and this applies just the same. Right. So if you are a diet soda drinker, we think, oh, I'm doing such a better job because I'm not having sugar. Don't worry. Not having sugar. Not a big deal. But again, it is actually a huge deal when we're looking at overall what that damage does to cells. So one of the ingredients that I looked at, and again, I'm looking more specifically at the drink Bang. That being said, this goes for not only that, most sugar-free workouts, energy drinks, zero pops, right? Those are all ones to look at where this is present. And what that is it's sucralose. Sucralose is also known as Splenda. And, you know, the industry, the artificial sweetener industry, has defended the safety of sucralose, stating that it rapidly passes through your body without being broken down and therefore has no biological side effects. Yet, research reveals that your body does indeed metabolize sucralose and that it accumulates in your fat cells. Two new metabolites have also been identified, as these are not part of the original regulatory decision process for sucralose. Research are calling for more reviews on its safety and status. So when you're talking so many times when you're looking at, and sucralose is sold in Splenda is kind of the more common name that you see. It's just, I think that people don't understand how, you know, because they're like, oh, it's from sugar. But if you actually were to read the definition or the, I'm sorry, not the definition, but the name of what the actual sucralose chemical makeup is. So sucralose causes changes in the liver of treated rats, suggesting toxic effects. So according to the research, sucralose should be used with caution to avoid liver damage. Well, think about all of the problems that we have with all of the damage from all of the chemicals and toxicity that we use. So previous research actually found that sucralose reduced gut bacteria by 50%. So when you look at artificial sweeteners, we don't necessarily think of it to be toxic to our gut health. But there are so many people that I read that talk about how they have, you know, going to the bathroom too much, not going enough, right? We have all of these digestive problems, and you would never really think, hey, it might be damaged from what you're drinking. But again, it's a chemical, it's toxicity. So the research team concluded that out of all of these sweeteners, they had a toxic stressing effect, making it difficult for gut microbes to grow and reproduce. So think, we're so into like, hey, I need to take a probiotic for my gut. But it's literally saying these gut microbiomes, this your amazing gut health is so incredibly damaged by these artificial sweeteners. You know, and we drink them every single day. Again, they also talk about how it's metabolized and stored in your fat tissues. This is what I think is always so interesting. We are usually drinking sugar-free because we're conscious. We know that sugar causes us to be fat. So we're going to do something healthy by having these sugar-free drinks. And this is where you're misled. You're misled by really great marketing by companies, big, huge companies, Pepsi, Coke, whatever, because they have millions upon billions of dollars to market to you. So what they actually found is that sucralose, when it goes in and metabolizes in the body, that it actually is stored in the fat. So new findings show that the metabolism of sucralose in the gastrointestinal tract, your gut, and its accumulation in adipose tissue were not part of the original regulatory decision process for this agent and indicate that it now may be time to revisit its safety and regulatory status of the artificial sweetener. Hey, it stores in your fat tissues. Well, one of the reasons why you don't have the ability to burn fat is because there's a toxic load. I will tell you, that's one of the main things when we go through like a proper cellular, not an organ, a proper guided cellular detox problem in a system that so many times you're just like, oh, wow, you couldn't lose fat because you were so toxic. And now you're taking this artificial sweetener and it's storing it into the fat. And you're like, what? But I'm taking it as a pre-workout because I want to burn fat. The other that's really interesting is it talks about how not only using Splenda regularly could damage your liver. So they found that in adult rats, if they were given as much oral dose of sucralose, they would find that the liver exposure was uncontrolled. So they basically said, hey, there's all of these degenerative liver cells that are happening because of this. So when you're looking at the damage that comes from artificial sweeteners, start looking. Make a smarter decision. Now, not only is sucralose a problem, acesulfam and potassium, also known as ACE-K, right? That's ACE-K is basically what it's known as, is also another sweetener that's in there. So when you're looking at ACE-K, there was flaws in the initial testing of ACE-K, and they've been challenged by scientists in the Journal of Environmental Health Perspective. And they're asking for additional studies to be done to properly evaluate the safety of the sweetener. Majority of the studies that were done were poorly completed in the 70s. And one of them found that in ACE-K is the carcinogen methylene chloride. There is evidence that long-term exposure, oftentimes multiple times a week, to methylene chloride is linked to visual disturbances, headaches, depression, liver effects, nausea, mental confusion, kidney effects, and cancer in humans. Huh. Wow. Like, that's something to think about. We just think, hey, I'm just taking it. It tastes beautiful. We've got all of these different amazing flavors like cotton candy and black cherry. And, you know, that's a whole nother ballgame in and of itself, chemicals to make it taste that delicious. But as well, when they're looking at ACE-K, again, the artificial sweetener ACE-K affects the gut microbiome and body weight gain in mice. It's a study that came out in 2017. You know, and again, where is this present in? And you're looking at, hey, there's your pre-workout. Why are you working out? Well, because I want to lose weight. So all in all, I will tell you, I do everything that I possibly can to avoid artificial sweeteners. And in all reality, doing everything that I possibly can to avoid those sweeteners is truly not that hard. You know, you just read ingredients. There is more toxic ingredients. One, when you're looking at, if you've ever heard about EDTA, it is in oftentimes foods and cosmetic products. And we're going to talk about not only that, but what are some good alternatives? What can you do if you still want to get that little boost of energy? And I'll tell you what that is next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Hear full shows on the podcast link at freedom95.us. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. That's 317-893-2853. Or you can go online to schedule an appointment. greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Initial exam and consultation is just $25. We'll sit down, go through more about what goals are, inevitably where you want to be, how we can help you, and we'll go through what that path looks like. Any additional costs, what insurance covers, we will go through when we see you in the office. 317-893-2853, 893-2853. Now today, we are talking about the good, the bad, and the ugly for pre-workouts. We haven't really talked about the good quite yet. We'll get there. But the bad is really kind of mainstream and what the average person really takes. You know, and again, we just covered some of the damage that comes alongside with artificial sweeteners. We think so often it's just with pre-workouts, and it's not. Beverages, sodas that are zero calorie, sugar-free, it's one that comes along with toxic, damaging side effects for your health. Now, another that I found, which, you know, the more, man, I knew it was bad, but the more in-depth I would go for these pre-workouts, the more shocked I became. So, EDTA, calcium disodium EDTA. EDTA is like a super long, but so basically what it is, it's a chemical salt that was initially developed in Germany to bind metals and extract them out of water. In the late 1940s, it was used in individuals as therapeutic chelating agent to bind and remove excess calcium, lead, and other heavy metals. One form, known as calcium disodium, EDTA, appears in food and cosmetics to prevent air from spoiling them by introducing unwanted oxygen into the product's molecular structure. It is used in many food products to bind metals that occur during harvesting and manufacturing of foods. The purpose is actually to increase shelf life by preventing it going rancid, discoloring, or separating any fats and oils, right? So this is used not only in sodas, in processed foods, including sandwich spreads, salad dressings, sauces, canned foods, pickled foods. And the problem is that there's limited data about the true safety of EDTA in foods and cosmetics. Now, this is crazy. Some of the side effects is that obviously there is the short term. And they said this, you know, it's really not toxic unless you drink, if you are exposed to it every day. Okay, if you drink it every day, if you use it on your skin every day, which, you know, most people, depending on how many times they work out or, you know, they're using it multiple times a week, not multiple times a day, multiple times a week. So several days in a row. Now, when you look, some of the possible short-term side effects, vitamin depletion, hypotension, headaches, migraines, skin rash, asthma, abdominal discomfort, right? So when people come in and they're like, oh, I have migraines. Well, one, we're going to check your spine to see, is this coming from your spine? But oftentimes, too, it's not just one source, right? This is what I talked about at the beginning. Sometimes people say, I have headaches. And it's not just one thing. It's multiple things. You're drinking a bunch of toxicity-related drinks. You're not drinking enough water. You've lost the curvature in your neck, and there's severe damage on the top bone in your neck from a car accident you had when you were, you know, 16. Right? There's all of these different things. And the problem is we try to do one at a time, And we'll address those as a whole, but if you're not looking at the body as a whole, toxicity, nutrition, nervous system, this is the one where people fail at being successful. Possible long-term side effects of EDTA. Toxicity, buildup in the body, cancer, and kidney disease. So again, what I think is interesting is I didn't name one thing in these pre-workouts that caused cancer. There are multiple that cause cancer. So again, when you look, this is one where we have to be more proactive. Because so many times we're like, I don't know where this came from. I don't know how this happened to my health. And I'm telling you, it's from decisions that you make throughout. And some of you might know, hey, I know that this pre-workout and this diet soda isn't the best, but you do it anyways because you just think it's not going to be me. And the problem is that most people who get diagnosed with these had the viewpoint and the mindset of it's not going to be me until it unfortunately turns out to be them. And so that's our goal. You know, my goal is to educate you on how to be proactive. It is so much easier to stay well than it is to get well. But there's so much more value that comes in being sick. You know, I use this as an example. Someone comes into my office, they're on 5 medications, they're using a walker, they're in extreme amount of pain. And we fast forward 2 years and they're on 0 medication, they lost 15 pounds, they're running marathons now, right? They've just changed their life. There's so much value to that. If you take a person who comes in my office and they say, you know what, I'm on no medications, I can run that marathon, I feel great, but I want to stay feeling great. And we invest in that person, in their health, to make sure they maintain their health. You look back and in, you know, 2 years, they're still on no medication. They still can run the mile. They still haven't gained any weight, right? And we say, oh, is that, how valuable is that? And our society said, that's not very, you know, there's not a whole lot of stock. I can tell you that I very, very candidly have never had anyone come on as a radio testimony that's like, you know what? I walked into Dr. Leanne's office 8 years ago and I was doing awesome. And because of everything that we've been doing proactive, I'm still awesome. Because people don't value that. People love hearing the story of I was sick and suffering and now I'm doing well. And it's like, why don't we just invest in our health before we degenerate and degrade to that point of losing our health? You know, and sometimes it's unknowing and sometimes it's lack of education, it's lack of knowledge, but that's what we do with Maximize Your Life. This radio show, this podcast, you know, what we do, our design is to help educate and inform and empower people to make the best health decisions that they can. And we want to be alongside of that. You know, we have tons of events in the office. We have one coming up. We're actually going to have a local paleo-based restaurant come in with us. So if you want to know more about what events that we're having, how you can learn more, if you want to be able to interact, come in for an appointment, you know, just reach out, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. And again, we post our events as well on our Facebook page. So we have those. So there's multiple different ways you can kind of inquire about what's going on with the office, how you can engage, what we can do to help you. But know that as a team at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, we are there for you. It is one of the biggest blessings that I get to wake up every morning and be alongside of people in their health journey and being able to stand tall saying, I've succeeded, I was educated, I feel stronger than ever from my knowledge, my body standpoint, my longevity. I look forward to being 100 years old because I know that I'm going to have a great quality of life. So again, if you want to know more, you can reach out, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com, to schedule an appointment. Initial exam and consultation is $25. Or you can always give us a call, 317-893-2853. 893-2853. Again, that's 317-893-2853. Thanks so much for tuning in. I look forward to next week. And always remember that your power is on.